Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and always, always wonderful to be here with you. Today has been a very spirited day. We got the opportunity to go over to the International Locks Conference that has taken place here in Philadelphia. Today was the first day of holding it, and it will continue on until tomorrow. Again, before we go into tonight's program, which is going to be a short program because we're going to do a special broadcast tomorrow from the Locks Conference. So we just want to kind of give you an overview of some of what happened today, and also just kind of a few other things that we want to mention as we proceed in getting ready for the Million Woman March 13th year anniversary commemoration, and from March to Movement activities that are coming up from October the 18th through the 26th. Before we go into all of that, as usual, we want to always give thanks and praises to our Creator and always be cognizant and appreciative of our freedom-fighting ancestors. Okay, the chat room is open for those who may wish to, you may want to venture into it, exchange some information, communicate with one another. The chat room is, again, open. We are not going to run through the 12 o'clock hour tonight. We are doing kind of an abridged version tonight, primarily because, again, we want to bring you a live broadcast tomorrow, and we want to complete some of the preparations for that tonight. But to kind of give you an overview of what happened today, I did get the opportunity to spend some time with my brother, Delani Armand from Harambe Radio. Now, for those of you who are familiar with our broadcast, then you might know that we kind of started some of our internet radio communications on Harambe Radio, which was indeed a blessing then, and it's still a blessing now because they have really expanded. They now are doing not only Harambe Radio, but Harambe TV, and it is still a labor of love. It is still as powerful and as undiluted as when I was on that station, and they are still my brother station, you know, meaning we are still very much connected and planning to do some serious work in the very near future. But again, Brother Delani came up and is spending the weekend here in Philly at the Locks Conference. I'm telling you, today was such a, powerful, energetic day, to say the least. Now, I was scheduled to be on a panel discussion for today. Unfortunately, something else came up, and I had to, do something else. But I am on the panel discussion for tomorrow, which probably turned out for the best because today's panel discussion was, from what I was told, was pretty powerful, especially with Pan Africa being on it. But it had to do, I think, more with, some of the realness of our people and what we should be leaning more towards, et cetera, et cetera. Well, tomorrow gets into communications and also independent writers. Okay, so both of those workshops are really of interest to me, primarily at this point in time, because I am in about a week releasing the revised edition of the 100 Amazing Facts about the Million Woman March, which of course is an independent operation. And, the other thing is that for communications in terms of MWM and other political work that we're doing, we are developing major communications components so that we can, in fact, continue to not only broadcast to you, but to be able to provide you with ongoing services via the Internet, as well as now DVD and so forth. So, you know, our goal is, and has been for a while, but it's really beginning to come into fruition now, is to be able to have greater control over our ability to communicate and also to provide information and, needless to say, edification. Okay, that has been a primary goal over these past couple of years, in particular, to bring about not only those types of services, but to bring about those types of nation-building kinds of endeavors. So very soon we're going to really convey what some of our plans are and what some of our initiatives are in making certain that we, you know, become more productive and, needless to say, to become more effective in what we're doing in this work for liberation. Now, with that said, getting back to the LOCS conference, you talk about creativity. You talk about just a whole array, a whole variety of, you name it, that was all going on up in there. I mean, from music, art, entertainment, edutainment, to, of course, hair, you know, all the different types of hair stylings and just, but you know, and predominantly natural, you know what I'm saying? Predominantly real, predominantly, you know, just beautiful, just beautiful. You know, not a whole bunch of chemicals, not a whole bunch of weaves or whatever. I mean, there was a few in there, but predominantly it was a very natural look, a very natural feeling. And the energy was just so extremely high. Oh, it was really, really wonderful. And I believe some of the excerpts are going to be shown on Harambe TV this upcoming week. I'll definitely let you know when, as soon as I get with Brother Delani and he lets me know when, because we did interview quite a few folk today. And, of course, he, you know, did a lot of filming at the event today. And you know, you will get to see some of what was going on. And again, hair, jewelry, art, clothing, I mean, all types of natural things for the body, you know, for the skin and for the hair. And then in another area of the building, there was fantastic foods available, you know, raw, vegetarian, I mean, just incredible, incredible foods that were there, all types of foods. But again, good food, natural food, wholesome food. So it was just a beautiful, beautiful day. I stayed there probably for about 5 hours or so and really did not want to leave, but I had to get back so that we could come to you tonight and at least share some information. Another report I wanted to give to you was I did get the opportunity to attend this week's meeting for the ASCIR Coalition. Now, this coming week, there is going to be something happening here in Philly, and I'll be able to tell you more about that probably at tomorrow's broadcast, but a major event or major activity is getting ready to happen here in Philly as part of the continued demonstration and protesting efforts in regard to Brother ASCIR Sabor, who was brutally, brutally beaten a few weeks ago. I did get a chance again to go to one of the meetings. They have weekly meetings now, and I went to this week's meeting, and from that meeting, some things was, in fact, determined that need to happen, and that will happen. Brother ASCIR is, in fact, incarcerated now. There's not a lot of details that you know, was in regard to that, but what we do know is that he is scheduled to go back to court in November, and so the committee and the community is getting ready for that. The other thing that we need to mention, too, is that the showing, again, in Philadelphia, I believe it's going to be next week. This week, October the 7th, there's another showing of Justice on Trial is going to happen here in Philadelphia, this time at Temple University. So Sister Johanna will be coming back to Philly, and we're still working on having her to come for the Million Women March's 13th year anniversary commemoration, the Founders Convention. When we spoke with her a week ago or so, she did indicate that she was very interested in coming, so we're really working on trying to make that happen. Let's see. The other thing, of course, for those who might not have heard, of course, Mumia is a hearing is coming up in November. Again, The decision has been made to hear Mumia's case in November, the Third Circuit Court. I'll give you more details on that later this week as well. I did get a chance to talk with Sister Pam earlier, and as a matter of fact, she is preparing to go to see Mumia tomorrow. So we're going to wait until she comes back, and then we'll be able to give you a really full report on what's coming up with the rally scheduled for October 9th, which is on Saturday, this coming Saturday. There's a big anti-death penalty rally that's going to take place on Saturday, and, you know, a whole bunch of other stuff is going to be connected to that. And, again, we're going to give you more information on that as well. There will be a couple of special broadcasts that we will bring forward to you this week. Now, let's see. Getting back to the Million Women March 13th year anniversary, this family is very, very significant and very, very powerful. Again, when we went over to the last conference today, it was so much love and so much just, you know, beauty going on up in there. A lot of appreciation for the Million Women March, really. You know, brothers and sisters was really, I mean, you know, I was getting hugs all day, you know, because people that know the struggle MWM has gone through, they really have a special, it has a special place in their hearts because they know that it was not only a day or, you know, whatever, that it took a lot of work to bring about the manifestation of what people saw on October 25th of 1997, but really even more work over the past few years and not only maintaining but bringing it forward now. And again, those who have been able to be a witness to that really, you know that, hey, a lot has happened. You know, very recently we were able to communicate some of how, you know, things are being exposed, you know, in order to make certain that truth can prevail and that the direction and the vision and so forth can, in fact, manifest in the way that it needs to. We've been saying on this end from the national office and from the founding office that, you know, we're now at the top of the clock. We've come to full circle, 12 years, and the manifestation of that is now really upon us. We're seeing it unfold. So today also helped to bring about that kind of clarity in seeing many people today. Some I have not seen in quite a while. Some are from Philly, some are not from Philly, but to see people who were from Philly who I haven't seen in a minute, to get the kind of love from them was really very heartfelt, and, you know, to get the kind of appreciation from them was also, you know, very strengthening and just, you know, a beautiful thing. It let me know that even though a lot has happened, that, you know, the Million Women March has experienced, and I in particular have experienced, some very difficult kinds of situations with the misinformation, the intentional misinformation, the intentional attempt to sabotage, and not just during the time of the Million Women March, but, of course, afterwards. You know, people know that, you know, wow, it has really been a lot to deal with, but nevertheless, we dealt with it. And now, oh, it's on. That's really the beauty and the plus side to all of this. It's really on now. So you can look forward to a lot of really wonderful things happening coming from MWM. And, again, we give thanks to those people who have shown us the kind of love, the kind of ongoing commitment, and just the kind of faith, you know, in what we started. You know, we want to just thank all of those people who have, you know, kept us in their prayers and so forth and done whatever it was that they could do to help and support. As time goes on, you know, we'll be able to maybe even you know, convey who some of those people are to a greater extent. But for right now, you know who you are. And, again, we give thanks for you and, you know, much of our love and our prayers and respect goes to you. Let's see, tomorrow, LOX conference is going to be happening again, starting, I think, at 8:30 a.m. to around 8 o'clock p.m., I believe. And I'm not sure right now at the time that I am planning to be at the panel discussion, but there will be an e-book going out very soon. And you will know what time we're going to do our broadcast from the 16th year of the LOX conference. Now, earlier today when we did something with Brother Delani from Harambe Radio, we talked about how it's really a wonderful thing to have the LOX conference in Philly, because most of the things in Philly that remain independent, that remain strong, that remain focused, that has a holistic, and when I say holistic, I'm talking about culturally, politically, you know, all across the board, you know, addressing issues and so forth. Anything that happens in Philly that does that and does it on a continual basis usually runs into a lot of problems. The system in Philly, the so-called powers that be in Philly, they don't play that. And what I mean by that is this city is very much a Negro city now, okay? And they plan to keep it that way. They work hard to get it that way. Well, no, not really too hard, but nevertheless, once, you know, groups and individuals realized that there was monies out there that could be gotten, they, you know, hung up their black power fist or whatever you want to call it and decided, okay, time to pull in the tie, time to do A, B, and C, and that A, B, and C did not include Africa, liberation, and so forth and so on. And so as a result, they became very systematized and have remained as such. And as a result, the gap in the void that has occurred in Philly has continuously widened and widened and widened. And now we're dealing with a whole bunch of nonsense. And of course, this is not just Philly. This is many cities from what I'm hearing and from where I've traveled and seen it. But the truth is, and again, I've always got to give a positive note to things. The truth is, as I spoke with a brother today, what we said was that, yeah, but what we now know is that some of us know this, you know, whereas a while ago, we weren't real clear about some of this, but now, oh, explicitly clear about some things. And now, since we know, oh, we know what to do and have every intention of doing it. So slowly but surely, those entities that tend to get in the way and just stagnate things and so forth and so on, you know, they are being gradually moved out the way, one way or the other. And certainly in a very short period of time, we're going to see some changes occurring here in Philly. And certainly in other cities, you know, we know that brothers and sisters are doing the same thing, and we applaud you as well. And, you know, again, we give you much love and support and say, you know, continue on with doing what it is that you need to do. Okay. All right. Moving right along. Let me tell you, again, the chat room is open. And, I got a chance to meet Sister Autumn Ashanti today. She was one of the poets there today. She and her dad was there. Again, only Lasana was there, another sister poet. It was just a lot of dynamite folks there today, and they will be there again tomorrow. So, again, we're going to do a live broadcast just so you can kind of get a feel of what it was and what it is. And, hey, for those of you who are in the Philadelphia area, you can come on by tomorrow. And for those of you who are not, you can plan to come next year, because it will be going on next year again. Okay, next up is, again, Million Women March, 13th year anniversary. Well, what can I say? We have so much that's getting ready to happen, but the first things are first. First of all, there has to be now coordinating committees put in place in addition to functional organizational components that are going to be operational now ongoingly. We are building a movement, so that requires Consistency, it requires commitment. So, sisters, if you are interested, please do email us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. We need new coordinators, both local and national. We also are going to need international coordinators because there are two major projects that are on the table, and in a very short period of time, we will have narrowed down exactly where that's going. To not put out too much information right at this time, I can say that in 2011, which is just next year, just a few months away, there is going to be a Million Woman Movement Power Summit, one in the U.S. and one in Canada. Well, these things need assistance in coordination because we are really looking at bringing together, various units, various cadres, various organizations, groups, and so forth, that of black women, of African women, okay? And so to do that, it takes a lot of coordination. Now, needless to say, in 97, we had a lot of coordinating teams. We had a national, we had local, we had regionals. But all of those teams were disbanded. They were dissolved pretty much almost right after the Million Woman March gathering on October 25th of 1997. In the attempt to develop from that point an ongoing organization, it became very complicated because there was still a lot of leftover provocateurs from the initial organizing who were still, in the mix. And in them being in the mix, they were not only disruptive, but they were very divisive. And also, create a lot of unnecessary kinds of problems. It took quite a few years to clean some of that out, and fortunately, we've done that now. But to make certain that the correct information, the correct history, the correct facts about the NWM, about the Million Woman March and now its movement, is readily available this coming Thursday, October the 7th, at the historical UNIA building located at 1609 Cecil B. Moore in Philadelphia, starting at 6:30. There's going to be the first meeting for the Million Woman March Historical Preservation Society. Now, this group of folk will have the responsibility of making certain that the history, the documentation, to some degree the administration of the history, the facts, memorabilia, and other aspects are, in fact, kept intact and dealt with in the best way. Now, there will be several campaigns that are connected to that because the Million Woman March is, in fact, the largest gathering in the world. And though some would like, to shove it underneath the carpet, underneath the rug, like they've tried to do over the years, ain't going to keep happening so they could forget it. This group, this society, is being formed to assure that it is in the correct archives in Philadelphia and in Pennsylvania and also in world history, okay? Because, again, largest gathering in Philadelphia, largest gathering in Pennsylvania, largest gathering in the world of any women. So we're not going to let other people talk about and validate their history and we not do ours appropriately. That would just be ridiculous. And we would be so negligent if we sat back and let that happen. Now, we know that there are, a few who feel like, it's no big deal. Why are they going through all that trouble? The only thing I can say is, I won't say it right at this moment, but I'm sure most of you probably know what it is that I would say at another time. The bottom line is we know, I know, that two things. One, that in general, African history, black history is something that other people have always tampered and toyed with. And we've always had to struggle to make certain that our position, that our achievements, our accomplishments, and so forth, you know, was known and appreciated. That's been a struggle to do that for quite a long period of time now. Well, it's double that trouble, which is the second point, by the way, it's double that trouble when it's women, when it's black women, when it's our women. Our accomplishments and contributions get less effort, all right? And so that now must also stop, and it will. That is another reason why the Million Women March did occur. It wasn't just a thing of show. It was a thing designed for action. Now, with that said, tomorrow, getting back to tomorrow, in presenting at one of the workshops, I will be finally able to begin to put on record and in other venues some of the history and legacy of the Million Women March. One of the things that we are focusing on presently, not just from MWM standpoint, but from the standpoint of just dealing with history and legacies, period. For those of you who have been in tune to some of our previous shows recently, you've heard us talking with Chairman Fred Hampton. You've heard us talking with Brother Malcolm Latif Shabazz, the grandson of Malcolm X. And two of the things that we've talked about consistently now is that of keeping the legacies, okay, the continuation of great legacies. Well, MWM is also committed to that, too, because we've run into that same problem of other people writing, you know, whatever they want to write about us. And a lot of it was just so inaccurate. And then on the flip side of that is, you know, not to write nothing at all. You know, to act like it never even happened. Well, again, we are now going to very, very diligently address that situation and with that make certain that the black history or African American or African studies or whatever they're being called, we're going to make sure that they now get our information. And, you know, the rest is going to be on them, but we're going to do what we're supposed to do, which is to make sure that they get it. To make sure that the black studies departments, that the women's studies departments, that the various groups and organizations that deal with history, they're going to get our information. So we're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens now with the various calendars that focus on black history. We want to see now, you know, if in fact they feel it is appropriate to have the Million Women March placed on their calendar or somewhere in their publication or what have you. We certainly think that it warrants that, and, you know, with that said, we're going to make sure it happens. So you can look forward, family, to a lot of what's getting ready to happen from MWM. Again, I cannot reveal some of the other things at this particular point in time, primarily because you know, we've just learned not to do that in this day and age, not to let too much information be put out too quickly. But very soon, by October 25th, you will have a very good picture of what it is that we are about to do. And, you know, we look forward to sharing that with you. Now, getting back to tomorrow, we will, of course, again, broadcast live from the last conference tomorrow, and we'll be able to give you some updates on when the next live broadcast is going to be. Actually, it's going to be a special edition because we'll probably do something leading up to the upcoming rally for Mumia and for the anti-death penalty demonstration that's going to take place on Saturday here in Philadelphia. We'll probably do something leading up to that. And we'll let you know. We'll let you know when that's going to happen. Now, again, for those who are artists, visual artists. We are definitely in need now of artists who want to submit their work to us, because the Million Women Movement is preparing to do two major events between now and 2012. And with that, we are looking for a new logo for the Million Woman Movement. We are going to keep our logo that we had in 1997, but we want now a logo that now represents our movement. So we're putting the call out to visual and graphic artists. If you are interested in submitting your work, we certainly would like for you to do that. You can send it to nationalmwm@aol.com or officialmwm@yahoo.com. Your best bet, of course, is to send it in some format that is very visible. You can send as many as you'd like. Just, you know, keep in mind that it is the Million Woman Movement. Our focus is power, prosperity, and peace. Of course, our original banner was repentance, resurrection, and restoration. So all of that is still applicable. And needless to say, we focus on Ma'at and, of course, the mother of civilization. So those are some of the principles, some of the concepts that we're dealing with, self-determination being a major, major one, self-sufficiency, holistic, and, of course, liberation and justice. So these are some of the concepts that we are looking to see in the work that may be sent to us. And again, you can send that to nationalmwm@aol.com or officialmwm@yahoo.com. Now, also, if you're in the Philadelphia area and you're planning to join us for the convention, we did put a call out, and we'll do that some more this week as we begin to unveil certain other things that we know will be taking place for the convention. And again, keep in mind, the convention is not like most conventions are. This particular convention, the Founders Convention, is really to begin to establish new coordinators for a two-year project that's being put out there that is really about building our global sisterhood. The fact that two major power summits are coming for 2011, one in the U.S., one for Canada. The fact that after that, we are going to take the Million Woman Movement abroad, and I can't go into a lot of the details at this point. Also, the fact that very shortly there will be classes offered online, both in holistic health and then also in sisterhood building. And just several other things we'll be able to share with you as a part of this year's anniversary commemoration. This year's anniversary commemoration is about action, and it has specific timetables and specific operations. Now, again, for those sisters who wish to join us, October the 24th, there is going to be a performing arts presentation with just sisters. This particular presentation is just sisters. It can be in any genre of artistry, music, dance, drama, spoken word, poetry, etc. This evening is to highlight our sisters who want to share their creativity and work. It will be videoed, so it will be, you know, able to be distributed. Those sisters participating will be getting a lot of marketing if they are interested in that and want their artwork or want their performance work to be shared with others in terms of, you know, being able to get other gigs and this and that. We will, in fact, help to, promote that and make sure that it happens. But the other key thing, too, is that the proceeds from this particular concert or from this particular performance evening will go towards the projects that is relevant to our sisters who are incarcerated, our Books Not Bondage project. In addition to, we are getting ready to lay out some of the plans for the Million Woman Movement School for Girls. Okay, so we now have that on the table, getting ready for a timetable. And again, we're focusing on an independent school, not a charter school. Not to say that a charter school won't be happening, but this particular school is an independent school for girls. The other facility, known as the Fumi House, is a facility for girls at risk. And again, a lot of what we're talking about has always been a part of our plan. It is just now we're able to bring it forward. So, you know, again, family, you're going to hear in the next few months quite a bit of what's going to be going on with MWM. This whole next year is going to be committed to going all over the country to establish not only chapters, but to establish various types of operations that is going to make us extremely visible in communities all over the U.S. So, again, if you want more information, please send us an email at nationalmwm@aol.com or officialmwm@yahoo.com. Okay, now, again, tomorrow we're going to do a special broadcast. We'll be broadcasting from the LOCS Conference, the International LOCS Conference. Joining me will be Brother Delani from Harambe Radio. And it's going to be a lot of things going on at that conference. There was a lot going on today. I'm telling you, it was absolutely incredible. But again, we plan probably to broadcast live tomorrow. Looks like maybe around 3 o'clock. Okay, but we'll be sending out an e-blast to confirm that. I wanted to schedule it during a time where I wasn't on the panel discussion, but at any rate, you know, it looks like the best time is going to be somewhere between 3 and 4. So, again, we'll send out an e-blurb just to confirm that, but we will do a special broadcast tomorrow, Sunday, October the 3rd. From the International LOCS Conference here in Philadelphia. And let you get a feel of what's going on over there. Again, it was a lot happening today with poetry and hairstyling. And we're talking, again, natural hairstyling, beautiful hairstyling. You know, but the panel discussions and the other kinds of discussions were not just about hair. I can guarantee you that. It was a lot of other discussions going on that was relevant to our families and communities. So we're going to kind of, you know, let you hear some of that tomorrow when we do our live broadcast. Let's see. Before we close out tonight, because like we said, we're going to do a short version of New Day tonight. We want to remind you as well that we are planning to bring forward several sisters during this month in particular, and also starting on our next program, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, we're going to start featuring history of some of our powerful black women, some that you may be familiar with and some that you may not be too familiar with, you know, because it's so important that, again, that MWM takes on the position now to make certain that the work and the contribution of African women, Africana women, all over this world, that we know, you know, who they are. I mean, just yesterday, I believe it was, I did not know that Winnie Mandela, you know, had asked to see Brother Tookie Williams and did go to see him. It's things like that I think we need to be cognizant of, because, that was a powerful situation right there for Sister Winnie Mandela from South Africa to request to see Brother Tookie Williams. So for me, it just gave me a whole nother spin on, you know, how deep Brother Tookie's message was really received and felt. And in understanding that, I realized that, you know, as women, you know, we have a responsibility to help keep his legacy and to help keep some of, you know, what he wanted done alive. So, again, you know, we're going to really make some efforts to reconnect with some of Brother Tookie's family, especially the females that was working with him, and to see how we can begin to utilize some of his work in the way that he would have wanted. these are some of the things that we talk about in keeping legacies. You know, making certain that we be responsible and do the things that we know that we're supposed to do when it comes to such matters. And so, again, you know, you're going to hear more about that in the very near future. That's just one of many, many things. From what I understand, Brother Malcolm is due to come to Philly. He may be coming on Saturday up for the anti-death penalty rally that's going to take place on October the 9th. And if so, I guarantee you we'll definitely have him on the show because we probably will do a live broadcast that day as well in addition to our regular broadcast, okay? But either way, we'll definitely be letting you know, before then so that you can get ready and get prepared. And needless to say, if you should miss the live broadcast, you know you can always go to the archives and check out the information and the broadcast in the archives. Okay, that looks like that's where we're at for tonight. Again, we're going to do a live broadcast tomorrow, probably around 4 o'clock, somewhere between 3 and 4 o'clock. We will know for certain in the next hour or so. And at any rate, we probably will do another broadcast during the course of the week, a special edition leading up to Saturday's demonstration and rally for anti-death penalty campaign. So I think that's probably it for right now, family. Again, I want to thank all of you for tuning in, and we're going to continue on with this dialogue. We realize now that we have to now, you know, step it up. You know, it's time to up this whole thing, and it does appear that, you know, people are beginning to wake up, and, you know, we certainly feel very blessed about that and, you know, feel like we're even a part of helping to make it happen. But for right now, we also know that we've got to make certain that our sisters have the ability to be brought forward, because whether anybody likes it or not, until our sisters are raised up in the way that they need to be and the way that we need to be, guess what? A lot of stuff ain't going to be going on the way that it needs to. So we're committed to making certain that that happens, and I can guarantee you, you're going to see it in your lifetime, because I'm definitely going to see it in mine. At any rate, family, I want to thank all of you again for tuning in. My name again is Empress Chi, and this is one of the official broadcasts for the historic Million Woman March and now the Million Woman Universal Movement. And during the course of this month, you are going to hear a lot of information relevant to the Million Woman Movement. Tomorrow, we begin the process of introducing some of our publications. We'll be releasing one, or at least sharing some of one, previewing one, at the Lux Conference tomorrow. Later on this month, it will be available for purchase. We're talking about the 100 Amazing Facts about the Million Woman March. You're going to find some things very, very interesting, okay? Trust me, is you can't even begin to imagine. But when you see it, you're going to know that it's indeed what it is. At any rate, until tomorrow, I'm going to leave all of you with the idea, the concept, and the ability to obtain true power, prosperity, and peace. Again, if you want more information about the upcoming Founders Convention for the Million Woman March, a part of its 13th year commemoration, you can send an email to nationalmwm@aol.com. Right now we're just accepting emails because, in case some of you hadn't heard, someone stole one of our numbers, I guess about a week or so ago. And that will be reinstituted, I think. Actually, after tomorrow, you'll be able to call that number starting tomorrow. Okay, but for now, you can email nationalmwm@aol.com or officialmwm@aol.com. Until tomorrow, again, Ma'at Hotep.